From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Troops mass near an Iraqi city. Shiite militias headed to the outskirts of Ramadi on Monday. That's in the aftermath of an Islamic State victory there. The military and tribal forces that fled Ramadi on Sunday have regrouped on the city's eastern edge in what several sources say is an attempt to block any IS advance toward the city of Baghdad. IS fighters raised their flag over Ramadi on Friday, marking one of its most prominent territorial gains this year. U.S. President Barack Obama says the government will prohibit the use of some military-style equipment by local law enforcement. During a speech in Camden, New Jersey on Monday, Mr. Obama said the equipment intimidates residents and sends a wrong message. About 170 rival motorcycle gang members remained jailed Monday in Texas following a shootout and brawl at a Waco restaurant the day before. Police are investigating the incident that left 9 bikers dead and 18 injured at the Twin Peaks restaurant in Waco, Texas. A police spokesman says the fracas began inside the restaurant and spread rapidly.
We had wounded inside. We had people stabbed. We had people shot, and we had people beat. That disturbance moved into the parking lot very quickly.
The jailed suspects are being held on $1 million bond. Nigeria's military says it has destroyed 10 Boko Haram camps and has killed an unknown number of terrorists as part of its continuing offensive against the militants in the northeastern Sambisa Forest. A military spokesman says the prominent Dur camp was among those that fell on Sunday. He said one soldier was killed by a landmine and 2 others were wounded during that operation. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. diplomat says a ceasefire agreement in eastern Ukraine is, in her words, being violated on a daily basis. U.S. Assistant Secretary for European and Eurasian Affairs Victoria Nuland made the statement Monday after talks in Moscow with Russian officials.
Any new hostilities ignited by separatist forces with Russian support would also be a violation of Minsk. Minsk is being violated on a daily basis on the western side of the Minsk line.
Nuland suggested that separatists in eastern Ukraine were responsible for the bulk of the violations. In the Ukrainian capital, meanwhile, authorities showed 2 captured prisoners identified as Russian soldiers accused of killing Ukrainian troops. Faced with calls for quick action after the deaths of hundreds of migrants on the Mediterranean Sea this year, the European Union agreed Monday to set up a naval mission to crack down on smuggling rings at sea. Lisa Bryant has more.
European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini, speaking after a meeting of EU foreign and defense ministers, said she hoped the new naval mission in the Mediterranean will be established by next month.
As summer comes, more people are traveling, and we want to have, at least I would like to have, the operation in place as soon as possible.
The operation aims to capture and destroy smugglers' boats off the coast of Libya, and the EU is seeking authorization from the United Nations to do so. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Tens of thousands of Macedonians turned out on Monday to support Prime Minister Nikola Gruevski's government. The demonstration was a counter-protest after opposition supporters marched through the capital Skopje a day earlier. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Foreign Minister Yoon Byung-se in Seoul. The leaders discussed security on the Korean Peninsula and other issues. At a joint news conference after the meetings on Monday, Kerry said North Korea is not taking steps needed to rein in its nuclear weapons program for Washington to initiate talks.
To date, to this moment, particularly with its recent provocations, it is clear that the DPRK has not even come close to meeting that standard.
John Kerry. Protesters have resumed demonstrations in the streets of Bujumbura against President Nkurunziza's bid to run for a 3rd term in office. Soldiers kept watch in neighborhoods where protests have been taking place, and residents say they were warned not to demonstrate. Another U.S. Republican Senator, Lindsey Graham, he's from South Carolina, a southern state, says he is running for his party's 2016 presidential nomination. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.